single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. Have you ever expected someone that you knew to be at a certain place, based upon what you knew about them? And they weren't there. They were in a totally different location or a totally different place. How did you feel about that? Well, in this particular passage, Israelites are thinking that maybe God should be enthroned in a particular at a particular mountain or at a particular place, but he's not. God chooses the place where he is to be enthroned at. In the same way, when you think of Jesus Christ's birth, because he was a king, you think that maybe he should have been born in a palace. And that was one of the issues that the, later on when the, when you think about the shepherds and you think about the three wise men or astrologers who we assume were three wise men because of the three gifts, maybe they thought that he, since he was a king, that he should have been in a palace. But he was born in a stable in a lowly manger. So it's not always where we think God should be or what God should do. It's what God chooses to do, and we should choose to follow him. Let's take a look at the passage and see how this works out.
Psalms chapter 68, verses 11 through 18. The Lord announced the word, and great was the company of those who proclaimed it. Kings and armies flee in haste. In the camps men divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the campfires, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are majestic mountains. Rugged are the mountains of Bashan. Why gaze in envy, O rugged mountains, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you led captives in your train. You received gifts from men, even from the rebellious, that you, O Lord God, might dwell there.
Welcome back to Living Life. Let's take a look at the passage. As we see in the passage, we see that this particular passage of scripture takes place in the Promised Land. Earlier on another broadcast, I talked about how there was a procession. Of triumphal procession that God was leading, where the Levites and the singers and musicians would first go before the tribes, and then the priests carrying the ark would go, and then the tribes would go. God was, at that time, was proceeding into his temple in Jerusalem. In this case, the particular scene takes place in the Promised Land. So that means that the Israelites have already left Egypt and have gone to Sinai. And then after 40 years, they have ended up in the Promised Land. Now, this particular passage generally refers to, and many believe, and as we look at it, it may refer to the Song of Deborah. Deborah was the only female judge in Israel. Deborah received a message from God, and she gave that message to Barak, that Barak was to go and fight against Jabin in Canaan and his commander, Sisera. However, Barak refused to go alone. He said, Deborah, I will only go if you go with me. And Deborah said, well, you will not receive all the glory, but the glory will go to a woman. So Barak went with Deborah to fight in the battle, and the Sisera and Jabin were soundly defeated. However, the glory did not all go to Barak, but there was this song of Deborah telling of her courage in the battle. So this particular scripture would tend to refer to that. It talks about armies, huge armies ran away. They fled. The women at home decided who should have what their soldiers brought to war. And even if you sleep where the sheep sleep, the doves will have wings of silver and feathers of gold. So there's a lot of reference in this to Deborah's victory in battle with Barak. Now, there's somewhat of a shift in terms of this passage, where then begins to talk about Shaddai. Generally hear God referred as to El Shaddai, which means God Almighty. But Shaddai means Almighty. This Almighty Shaddai made the foreign kings run away in different directions, and it was like snow on Mount Zalmon. Now, this may be referring to the bones, these dead bones of the enemy, when it's compared to the snow on Mount Zalmon, because of the Almighty God, the all-powerful God, the omnipotent God, that can erase armies, that can destroy armies just with the breath of his mouth. And we know at the end of days that that's exactly what happened. With the breath of his mouth, Jesus will destroy evil in the enemies and those who would perpetrate evil. Now, in this particular passage, as we move forward in the passage, Bashan is mentioned. Bashan is a mountain of God, a very high mountain of God, but it is a mountain where, because it's so high, you would think that God would reside there. And oftentimes, mountains were used as a matter of defense, and they were used from an advantage point, because with the mountain you could oversee, but also it kind of it presented itself as a great, powerful place where you can conduct your forces from or conduct your encampment from. However, Bashan was not the mountain that God had chosen to reside at. The mountain that God chose to reside at was Mount Zion, which was not as high a mountain, but Mount Zion was the mountain in Jerusalem, which was the city of God. That was the place where God chose to reside forever. His name in his being, that God would reside at Mount Zion. Now, it says that the Lord will always live there, always live on Mount Zion. And we know that in Zion and Mount Zion is a very important place, because Mount Zion is the mountain where Jerusalem is. And we know that Jerusalem was the beginning of the church, and Jerusalem will be the place where Jesus returns when he touches down on not Mount Zion, but he touches down on the Temple Mount when he comes again. So we know that this is a very important place, and a very a mountain, and also a very important city. Now, Jerusalem's name is means righteousness, and it means peace. And this is the place that God has chosen to reside with his people. And this is the place that where God's righteousness, God's peace, and God's love and his mercy and his grace flows from for his people. Where are you living today? Where do you reside? Do you reside with God in the place that he has chosen? Or do you reside outside of his presence? The Bible says in Philippians 3:20 that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven and we await the Savior from there. Where are you awaiting the Savior from? I would hope, and my prayer would be, is that you would await the Savior from the place that he has chosen to distribute his mercy and his grace to you. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, and we thank you for this scripture. And we thank you for those who are listening, because that means that there is an opportunity for them to hear you, not me, but for them to hear you and to be saved and come into your presence and into your place and into your home and into your kingdom. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world that's stepping in closer.